This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Go up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
I'm going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason Martin Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady.
Global losers. Dude. Yeah.
Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. I'm trying to think. Facebook Live, Periscope Live. We're everywhere. I am, of course, Rocky.
The glorious one.
That's right. Joining me today on the show, like every week, is not B2, not B1, but B3. Excellent.
Live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting,
where we make your dreams come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO, gocsb.com. As always, we are sponsored by the Attitude Broadcasting Company.
The new ABC.
With the new ABC. The only one that matters. And shout out to Wooter Apparel. They design sublimated uniforms and jerseys for any and all sports. Get your woot on. Woot, woot. Woot, woot.
Join us in the studio. He's back after 2 weeks. Your book came out. Second yeah. Nature came out yesterday. It's Mr. 315.
And the 30 for 30 will be out in November.
I can't wait for that one.
Still trying to get my dialogue straight, being off for 2 weeks. But in the next segment, I'll be back on point.
You're good. Let's get ready to play a song for me. Kill me. Smoochie is in the house. What's up, man? Free Zeke paid. He did get free, but now he's eating all the buffet. Oof,
whatever, man. Go to this tailgate, man, for you Panthers fans.
Yeah, talk about that for a minute.
My man that's on my show, the Ballers Life Podcast, my man Byron Williams is having a big time Panthers versus Saints tailgate, the ultimate tailgate on Sunday. All you can eat, just bring in $20.
Don't bring a cup.
No cups, please. And, man.
Madden tournament, NBA.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a game truck there. All you can eat, food, and drink. 624 Minute Street in Charlotte. Cedar Yards Lot 3 near the Panthers practice field. And, you know, I'll be
What's
shouting
the times
it out.
Again?
Oh, man. I
think it's 10 a.m. to 5
yeah,
p.m. Like,
yeah, 10 to 5, man. So they'll be out there, man.
All day, man. $20 all you can eat.
Oh, through the game, too,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah.
And they're going to have drinks for you, too, man.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, man.
They'll have drinks for you. And then after you get done, you can come to my house watching the pay-per-view.
And that's another $20 because you can't watch the pay-per-view for free,
right,
man.
We'll watch on Periscope.
I haven't even invited anybody. I don't know if it's... Fire Stick is going to have it in Portuguese or English.
But any information on the party, the watch party, B.Williams55 on Instagram, Byron Williams, Facebook, look him up. He's everywhere, man.
Yeah, shout out to DTLR too, man.
He does everything.
Sure, man. So,
but yeah, catch y'all show on Friday at 12:30.
What time y'all going to do tomorrow?
Yeah, we're gonna go 12, man.
12? All right.
12.
So 12 tomorrow, excuse me.
12 to 1:30 usually?
Yeah. I think it is. 12 to 1:30, man. Talk about sneakers. Talk about what's going on in sports, man. Video games, all that stuff. So, and shout out to BSS Carolinas, man.
Always.
Shoot.
All right. Well, before we get in farther, we got a special guest in the studio today. I'm going to let B3...
This beautiful young lady that just walked in the room, Miss Latasha Miles, Joan Madden Miles to the fans out there, author, apparel selling extraordinaire. She was on NPR this morning. I mean, Latasha, There's so many things we can say about you. Of course, her book, When, let me pull it up real fast. When Football Season Turned You Into His Side Chick. If you're looking for her, she's on the gram, Instagram, she_SPN. What's up, Tosh? How's it going, baby?
Hey, you guys. Thanks for having me. Oh, man, all this testosterone. I'm the only ounce of estrogen, but it's great to be here. Thanks for having me. One quick thing. You know how the saying goes, you got to be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. So do you remember last month when I said that I was going to the Steelers training camp and I was like, who want to ride?
Yes.
Do you remember what you said to me?
I was like, bring me back an Antonio Bryant signed towel. We'll be awesome.
Ta-da.
Look wow, at this.
I didn't frame it or anything because I didn't know what you wanted it. To do, but it is signed by AB, so nice. Over here in the corner.
Look, we get more props for the show. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Now, look, this is one of my old, like, I've had this since, when did I move to Greensboro? I moved to Greensboro 05. I had this since 04.
Wow.
So it's definitely old. It's vintage. No, I'm not going to call it. It's vintage.
I'm going to have to frame it then.
I didn't do much to it because, like I said, I didn't know if you wanted it framed or what you were wanting to do with it.
Did he wipe some sweat on it too? Do we got some DNA?
I think you might like some cornrow sweat, you know, from his twist. So hey. Will you pass that, please? Ooh. But it's all yours. Thank you so much.
Wow, dude. You get gifts and stuff, man.
Look at that.
That's
damn,
cool.
That got off on the right foot.
Yeah,
right? Look at that.
That is dope.
I am not a terrible towel fan, but shout out AB. Thank you, man.
Yeah,
we appreciate
give us
it.
Love. Man.
Thank you.
That is great. Yeah. So my wife was excited to hear that you were coming on the show today when I told her the name of the book. Yeah,
God
she was
her.
Like, I can't wait because, you know, that's my house during football season.
She's the side chick, literally? Or
no,
football society.
Yeah, football society.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
She'll
go away and do different things during the day and leave me alone.
Cool. God bless her. And that's what the book is about. Like, I honestly did the book for you guys. Like, seriously, I'm telling the women everything that you've been telling them for years, but in a very delicate, very girl talk tone. You know, you're telling her, you don't know what a 3rd and 6 is? And I'm kind of like, okay, a 3rd and 6 is when. That kind of thing. So it's very delicate, fragile, and I'm saying everything like I'm saying everything that you've been wanting to say, but in a
lighter tone,
a better tone, so that she can comprehend. So at the end of reading the book, she's gonna be like, "You're gonna be like, guys, you're gonna be like, babe, see, this is what I've been trying to tell you all this time." And then she's gonna be like, "Well, if you would have put it like this, then I would have got it." So I'm watching out for y'all.
Sweet, that was awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So how long has the book been out now?
I did the book in 2014.
Okay.
So going into the third year, the first year I kind of did like really, really well locally. And then 2015, I kind of got more into like the legal stuff, like making sure all the copyright was there. And then I did like the WTF2 brand, Women Talk Football 2. So I kind of got more into the book stuff with it. No pun intended with the book, but I'm saying like more of the litigation, lawyers, covering that. And then 2016, I kind of got back out there with the book and then some of the national appearances. And that kind of turned into something huge that's coming up. I don't have an exact date yet, but it is involving ESPN. And a couple of my fellow Rams have helped. So back out there. And then now, you know, back 2017, I'm trying to push. And I'm trying to push the WTF2, Women Talk Football 2, as well. So
that's for something, man. That's awesome.
Is that your own apparel line or is that in collaboration with a couple of people?
The thing is, there's really something special that I want to do with WTF2, but it's going a little slower than I want to. But some of it is definitely my fault, but I'm going to get better with it. But in the meantime, in between time, I want to push the brand aspect of it because there are women like myself who do love, appreciate, acknowledge, and understand football. So I'm at least trying to put the face and the name out there, and I'll get to the special thing that I'm trying to do with it probably in like a year or two.
Okay. Yeah. Where does your love for football come from? I asked this question to the team a couple weeks ago, you know, why do you watch football? What gets you in front of that TV? Was it something you were conditioned to watch? Did you watch with your father and your family when you were younger, your brothers?
That's a great question. Honestly, at the beginning, I hated football. Like, I didn't understand it, but it became a part of my culture just due to the fact that I'm one of the first granddaughters, you know. So all my first cousins who are boys and second cousins, after church on Sunday, you know, you gather around that one TV at grandma's house, and they wanted to watch football. I hated football. I didn't understand it. They were so loud and just boisterous, and I'm like, why are you yelling? You know, I didn't get it. But that's the thing in life. Like, we usually fear what we don't know, you know? Like, trigonometry. I hate trigonometry because I don't understand it. So that's the thing. Like, that's how I felt about football initially. But again, I was thrown into it unexpectedly. But then as I got older, I also went through puberty, and it's like, oh my gosh, he is cute. And, you know, he had on spandex. Still not understanding, but that's kind of what got me into watching him. I want to see that cute guy again. But then as I got older, I started, like, self-teaching. Like, I initially bought Madden so that I could get the X's and O's. This was before internet and you could Google, of course. But, like, one of the first Madden was still on the cover, as a matter of fact, before they started doing the players. But that's why I got Madden, so that I could get the X's and O's, so I could understand eye formation, and so that I could understand smoke screens and the difference between cover two and cover three, things like that. So it became a tutorial. But now, here we are. Then I went to college and I got like my degree in sports journalism. So I was the school's sports editor, and I had a great internship at Notre Dame, interviewed Bobby Bowden and Terry Bradshaw. Oh, sorry.
He's
oh,
a no, Florida
no,
State
no.
fan.
Oh, no, that, right.
FSU all day.
Right. So, I got a funny story to tell you about when I met Bobby Bowden, too. But yeah, like I said, just started becoming part of my culture. Now I breathe, eat, sleep football, and I don't know what I'd do without it.
Okay. So to all the fans out here who are boycotting football right now, standing up against football because either the Kaepernick situation or the players kneeling for the national anthem or whatever personal reason they have, what would you tell them about why they should continue to watch this great American tradition?
You know, honestly, I respect people's opinions. I'm not going to hold a gun to people's heads and tell them what they shouldn't or shouldn't do. Just like if people tell me to boycott it, I'm not. So, like, I'm not bulging on that. Like, I'm at a place I agree. Like, I think the NFL is definitely, they have a lot of double standards. Even before the Kaepernick situation, I always thought that there's a lot of things that the NFL could do better. But I'm going to change that when I become the commissioner in 2030 anyway.
I'm voting for you.
Appreciate it. Like, I was like, why did they get rid of the touchdown celebrations? Are you serious? Like, it's hard work getting in there. They might not ever get there again. Let them celebrate, you know? So things like that, like, there's a lot of stuff that I want to change. But, again, that is a 12, 15-year goal. But that's the thing. Like, if y'all don't want to watch NFL, that's fine. I watch it enough for you. So I'm not going to be mad. But I do, like, I play fantasy football, but I do not buy tickets. I get my tickets for free 99 anyway, but I don't pay for parking. So NFL don't get that money off of me. And I don't buy merchandise because, thankfully, I can still fit the merchandise that I've had. So there's, like, that part of it I'm not participating in. And we tailgate, so the concessions, none of that gets that money from me either.
Dang.
So I'm borderline boycotting. Boy, yeah,
I need them perks.
No, I'm just saying, like, your thing is you gotta spend smart, you know?
Yeah.
So we just tailgate, yeah, you know? And absolutely. The thing is, matter of fact, if you're at a Panthers game, just roll with me. And, honey, they are going to force you to eat and drink.
I'll take you up on that.
They're going to be mad. So you'll eat and you'll get full. You won't have to buy anything. You won't have the desire. So, but that's kind of where I am with football. If you don't watch it, I don't knock you. But at the same time, don't try to tell me not to watch football either.
And, of course, that voice is from our special guest, LaTosha Joan Madden Miles, author, football extraordinaire, apparently. Of course, I was telling you about her NPR interview this morning. Can you tell us what you were talking about, give us the full details of it, and how did you get that opportunity?
Let me tell you, shout outs to Bridget Armstrong. I don't even know her title, but she really looked out. And then also in August, I went to 5 training camps in 3 weekends, and the Baltimore Ravens were one of them. Bless the scheduling gods for having Baltimore Ravens training camp start at 10 and then the Redskins starting at 1:30. So I knocked those out back to back, and I was so didn't want to go because in Greensboro, North Carolina, where I live, that morning I was pulling out, you know, 5:30. It was dark and raining. I'm like, man, I don't know if I want to do this. Like, I was riding by myself. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to go, you know? But it was, I was supposed to go because going to Baltimore, passing out, I made a couple of connections. And, you know, Bridget Armstrong was kind of the engine in that. And then I messed around and made some connections at the Redskins training camp, got on another podcast. So it ended up being a blessing. But when talking on that NPR station is specifically for Baltimore. So that's where that came from. So they wanted to actually dissect specifically why didn't the Ravens sign Kaepernick, you know, and talk about the protests and like my thoughts on it. And what do I feel like could end the boycott? Then we also talked about Jemele Hill, who I swear, like, when people think that I'm black, I'm like, I'm not black. I'm mixed. Like, I'm mixed with Oprah, Michelle Obama, Beyonce, and Jemele Hill. So, you know, how I already feel about Jemele, that's auntie, you know? So I held it down for Jemele. We talked about her and her recent Twitter interactions about Donald Trump. And so Donnie, I should say, that's what I call him. So
I call him Agent Orange.
Agent Orange is beautiful too. That works as well. But see, you gave him a title with Agent. Yeah, you're being too gracious. Yeah.
I flip flop between Agent Orange and just 45.
45 works too, but you know, then but sometimes when I hear 45, I be thinking like, you know,
MJ, when he returns.
That's true, too. Yeah, definitely. So
but that number didn't work for him, though.
It did not as well. not so much. But that's kind of the gist of the conversation. We mainly talked about those two things. We touched the Orioles, how they kind of torpedoed and fell from grace. Obviously, once again, Baltimore. And about Baltimore playing the Jags in London. So the effect of international football, that kind of thing.
I got a question, if I could.
Yes, sir.
With the whole, you said you were the Baltimore Ravens training camp and kind of got inside. How true is the whole Kaepernick's girlfriend tweet preventing Kaepernick from being on the Ravens? How true is that, and how valid is that?
To me, I think it's bogus. Like, okay. Honestly, well, for one thing, also when I went to the Ravens training camp, this was before Ray Lewis even came out or anything. And I think even the timeline of her tweet, I went to training camp before that. But honestly, I really don't believe that. I just honestly think that y'all not signing Kaepernick because he took a knee.
Right.
That's nothing more, nothing less. Nothing.
I agree. I don't even believe the stats.
I don't even believe them saying like he's not that good of a quarterback. I don't even believe that, and I have a reason for that as well.
Me too.
I actually disagree because I think it is that it does come into it some part that's one of the reasons he's not signed. But listen, they were the one team that would really consider signing him, I believe, because they need that quarterback, and it's Baltimore. It's a perfect place for him to be. I mean, I think it would be great for him to be there.
Absolutely.
If somebody makes a tweet like that, just like Miko Grimes did in Tampa with Brent Grimes,
she did that.
They let him go
because
of the tweet. And I feel like you can't have somebody. It's any business you have. If somebody does that, they're going to look at you a different way. I think it affects some, but you know, there's places he should be, but like in Detroit, when everybody got mad that he wasn't in Detroit. Come on, man. Matt Stafford is one of the best quarterbacks in this league.
The best two fits I saw for him was Baltimore and or Seattle.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm.
I say Jacksonville.
Jacksonville's good, too. Absolutely. But Miko doesn't take any snaps, though. Even it's Kaepernick's girlfriend, so I'm just kind of like.
But still, it affects your team. Because if my wife, you know, said something about Al Hart Radio where the show is on, this show could get canceled because they own Al Hart Radio. So, you know, my wife has nothing to do with what I do on the show. It's my personal life.
Exactly, though. That's the thing. So just like
my wife wouldn't badmouth.
She wouldn't. No. But at the same time, you and your wife don't agree on everything either. Like, her views, perspectives aren't always yours. So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, she ain't working here. It's you. But I just honestly felt like, give the guy a chance to screw up on the field. Like, let's try, maybe, like, he mess up and throw the game away. Let's just separate church from state here.
Here's my thing, and I've said this to the guys. The 32 owners need to come out and say yes or no, we're going to sign him. Just squash it. Either you don't sign him or you're not. Don't stop playing around with it. You know, if you feel like you don't want to sign him, make that statement. I'll respect that more than you not saying anything and
true.
Push it down
yeah,
the
street. That's been my thing. That's been my thing.
So say yes or no.
That's true.
And they don't do that. And you know why they're not doing it? So it can still be in the spotlight so they can make the money.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's to me is what it's all about.
Good press or bad press, it's all press for the NFL, and that's all they care about.
But no, there's plenty of places he should be playing now.
Absolutely.
I just got a question about this whole Colin Kaepernick thing, because normally I get crucified when I ask this question, so this platform is no different. He opted out, right?
He did. And I brought that up too.
So this is like his fault?
Well, weren't they going to cut him?
No. He was going to be the starter.
They were going to make some other people make it a quarterback competition. Yeah. He wasn't the bona fide starter.
He would have beat out. He should have beat Brian Hoyer.
He would have beat Brian Hoyer
with a new coach and everything. He should have beaten him out.
But see, the fact that you brought that up, that's another reason why I was telling him I think Kaepernick left, because let's remember, since Harbaugh left for Michigan, he's had multiple offensive coordinators, multiple coaches. There's no stability. There's no foundation. They've changed front office stuff. You think Tom Brady doesn't have as much success as he's had because he's been with Kraft this whole time, because he's been with Belichick? Like, there's a solid foundation there. And Brady gets to call some of the shots. So I'm saying, I think that's another reason why Kaepernick left. Like, there's no stability here.
Well, I think the problem with that in San Francisco, you know, he would have been there. But, dude, I say this on the show when he did it. He opted out and he told people, I'm going to stand now. I would have more respect for him if he said, I'm going to keep kneeling because that's my protest. But now you're a free agent. You're going back on what you were standing for. That's what I feel like he did. Because if it meant that much, you wouldn't say you're unemployed, hey, now I'll stand for you. Because that's going to the owner saying, you know what, I'm going to meet your standards and sit home tight.
Yeah, because, you know, once again, the injustices that's been happening against the African-American community didn't just all of a sudden just come about, you know.
It didn't.
So, and this was always my thing with Kaepernick, talented dude.
Yeah.
Is this genuine or is this publicity? And as a GM, as an owner, I just don't need any added headaches, because, you know, whatever team he goes to, everybody's going to say, start this dude.
Yep.
Start him.
I don't think so. They'd be saying start him.
Yeah, they would.
It depends
on what team.
Yeah. It just depends. Yeah. But we all know, sitting here in this room, whatever team he signs, it's going to be a frenzy of when is he going to play.
To me, it's going to be like Tim Tebow.
Right.
Tim Tebow, the circus that went Tim Tebow, people's going to say, why is he not playing yet? Why is he not start? Do you want that headache? And I get that he should be starting somewhere or playing at least. But
the difference is Cap can play.
Right. But
Tebow could play too.
But, you know, the thing is, the NFL has a funny way of picking and choosing what issues you can stand for.
I agree. But so, just like the NBA. Yeah, NBA has a good standard of what they stand for.
Right.
You know, NFL does not.
Exactly. It's very sporadic. Like, you can't stand for Christianity and you can't stand for Black Lives Matter. But if Kaepernick was defending a gay player or, like, some gay rights, he might have got a pass.
The gay player would be the hero.
That's what I'm saying. Right. You remember Michael Sam was on the cover of GQ.
He was a hero.
He was an unemployed Floyd. He wasn't even in the NFL anymore.
And another one who couldn't play.
This is a question I want to ask you, since, you know, I'm not the majority here. What do you feel about, you know, is the LGBT taken away from some of these other things that is going on?
But at the same time, like, I'm a straight ally as well. Like, I'm a part of the Rainbow Coalition and whatnot. But even though I'm not gay, I'm very much Black, obviously. And I do feel like sometimes, like, that the gays kind of get more defense, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like, okay, if you're two gay people and you want to get married, it's great. But if you're a Black guy and you want to marry a white girl or like me being a Black woman, oh, God, if I pulled a Serena, they would crucify me. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely feel like that is the case. But I just wish it was all equality. We're all human. We all bleed red blood. Can we all just have an even keel?
I agree.
What's the question again? Because I don't want to lose any fans, that LGBT fans.
No, but I'm backing it. But I'm
no, yeah, no, I know because I know what I might say.
But I'm pointing out the obvious. But it is that's no, where we're standing with that.
Here's the way I feel: you can't ask the questions and talk about stuff. That's when we got a problem.
No, right? here's my thing about it. It's a preference.
Like, yeah.
So when they're saying LGBT community, it's a preference. So why are they making it seem like it's a completely different race altogether? So, and it makes it seem like it's a negative thing. You know, it's your choice. And whatever your choice is, you stick by it because that's your preference. So if...
Right, like you were born black. You didn't necessarily prefer
yeah,
black.
Yeah, you know, I didn't, you know, fill out an application and
exactly.
check off the box and say, I'm going to be black. All right, cool.
For 2 years.
Yeah. It's just not something you check off on the box. You're born with. So, but being a part of the LGBT community, it's a preference.
That's a choice. You're right. I have to say, looking at you with that cheese head on your head, it's just why you're talking. It's funny. It's funny.
That's why I got to win all my bets.
Right.
Yo, I'm 0 for 3 on the wheel of death.
I'm going to help you. I'm going to pull you out that hole. I'm going to pull you out that Swiss cheese hole this week, okay?
Tell her who you had this week.
Oh, I had the chance to pick the Titans, who were playing against, what, Seattle?
Yes.
So I figured Mariota will underachieve again. So I ended up with the Jets. So they will not give me the C option, which is playing traffic blindfolded.
No, don't do that.
Exactly, right?
What, pick the Jets?
No, don't. Oh. The traffic blindfolded. No.
No, I can make it.
Mm-mm.
Look, I know this area pretty well.
You like 6'8". I don't know if you can dodge that.
I know, right?
But I'm saying, though, 6'8", blindfolded, traffic stop, Jets. Who's the starting quarterback?
Josh McCown.
WTF. Who is the starting quarterback?
He's a veteran.
WTF? Question mark. The depth chart is question mark. Hey, WTF? And what the hell?
You don't have any. You don't have any faith in Jermaine Curse.
Who? The other guy they didn't throw it to in Seattle.
Yes. Him.
Oh man, was he on the field when they lost that Super Bowl?
Yeah.
He sure was.
Okay. Did he make that catch?
He was looking at Pete Carroll like the rest of the Seahawks, like, you didn't hand Marshawn Lynch the football.
He was the one that made that catch, right?
No, one of those.
Yeah, no, it was
that
him.
Unbelievable catch, yeah, but it's forgotten him. About because they lost.
Yeah. Who cares?
Wow.
Yeah, man. It's forgotten.
Tasha, you want to help us out with the rest of the picks for this week?
Yeah, I'll dive on in.
Awesome.
Wait, who's your favorite team before we get into
okay,
this?
Okay, I am a Steelers fan, first, last, and always. I've been a Steelers fan since 92, but I do cheer for the Panthers because they're the home team. So, you know.
These are Cowboys fans.
But also, what, all of y'all are Cowboys fans?
Two of us. Oh, we have a Bears fan.
I have no problem with the Bears. You know, I live in Greensboro, so Tariq Cohen went to A&T,
right.
So it's big deal in Greensboro. You know, there's a lot of Chicago. It's becoming Chicago Bears fans up there.
Good fantasy pick, too, man. Pick them up.
Definitely.
I need to because I got a lot of injuries.
I root for the Panthers. Before that, I rooted for the 49ers.
That's not bad either. The three, like, I'm Steelers, Panthers, everybody else, and then I hate the Patriots, Ravens, and Cowboys.
Patriots, Cowboys, yeah.
Green Bay for me.
But the Cowboys, come on, we have a rivalry. We have a Super Bowl rivalry.
That's understandable.
No,
you have a legitimate beef.
We respect Pittsburgh.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, when I watch your games, I don't wish all bad stuff happens to the Steelers.
Oh, really? Well, I do. I wish bad stuff on you. That sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah,
now, I have a crush on Dez. I have a crush on Dez, and I'm also a realist about y'all. Really?
Yeah, I love Dez.
Let's go.
I love Dez. I mean, you know, he's in this room right
man
now.
Man crush.
Give him a hug. Oh, yeah. Who you telling, honey?
I'll give him a hug.
If he was in this room right now, just put me. Dez Bryant's been kidnapped. Just go ahead and turn me.
He won't be there this
Well, Sunday, look. Why are you spending your one-on-one time with Dez? Tell him to run a route. Fly route.
Right. I know, right? I can talk to him. That's why he need to talk to me. But see, that way, y'all know I got him. Go on and get your $100,000 from Crime Stoppers and just give me like 10%.
Okay. Can you do me another favor? If you get Dez, tell him to stay away from his mama.
I know, right?
Tell him to just leave his mama alone.
What happened
that
now?
The truth. You remember when he hit his mama? Well,
I thought something else happened. I thought something else happened.
No, he threw a hat at his mama.
Oh, okay.
At his mama.
I thought something happened recently. Okay.
Dang, mama.
Yeah. Nah, man. He's been on straight and narrow.
Yeah, he's been fine. You're listening to BSS Carolinas.